So you guys know, obviously, I have my own podcast, and I get asked a lot, you know, how do you make your podcast? How do you get started on that? And I will tell you, Anchor is the best source for making your podcast. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. The best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now you can match Anchor with great sponsors who will advertise your podcast for you. That means you can get paid to do a podcast right away. So in fact, that's one of the reasons why I'm doing and reading this right now, this ad that you're listening to. So if you're interested in creating your own podcast and or looking how to monetize it, then Anchor is the best way to go. Check it out. What's up, guys? Tyler Evans back here. Thanks so much for tuning in again. So this week, I'm going to do something new. I have the last 7 weeks gone over different types of sales, tidbits, tricks, tips, whether it's cold call, follow-up systems, morning routines. This week I wanted to get into doing a book review. So I mentioned I read constantly. I read a lot. I always read in the morning. I try to read before bed. It's just, you know, wake up and read something positive. You go to bed, right before you go to bed, you read something positive. So it's constantly feeding your brain the right type of information. So just kind of subliminal programming myself. So one of the best books I've read in the last 6 months was this book, The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, who lives in San Diego currently. Darren was a guy who got his start in real estate right out of high school, was really successful right away, started making six figures. And by the time he was 21, 22, was making seven figures. And by the time he was 27, he had a $50 million business, all within real estate. So I was really interested in hearing how he did it and how I knew he was a really disciplined guy and had some great tools in his bag. And so I picked up this book on a recommendation and I read it and loved it, absolutely loved it. So I'm just going to kind of do a brief overview. I don't want to give too much away because I want you to go read it and get some of the great takeaways that I've gotten. And, you know, of course, everybody takes away something different from every book you read. Even when you read a book over and over, you'll find a new takeaway. So I'm just going to cruise through, let you guys know some key points that I was into. I just thought this would be cool because, you know, there's always sales books. You hear that they're good, and I don't want to always read a dissertation on Amazon in regards to how the book was, and they're typically cynical. So I wanted to shed some positive light on people doing great work. So jumping into chapter one of The Compound Effect, Darren really just gets right to it right away, which is really great, really captivating. After the intro, letting you know who he is and what he's accomplished, he gets into The Compound Effect. This is chapter one. And in this chapter, he basically highlights how slow and steady wins the race. Who you surround yourself with has a huge influence on who you become and what you're able to accomplish. And then the ripple effect, just by doing small micro goals daily and building powerful habits, what that can do for your life. So chapter one is great, great intro. Two, he jumps into choices. So this, he starts talking a little bit about owning 100% of your choices. Another book for another time, but Jocko Willink, anybody who's read Extreme Ownership, also gets into this philosophy about owning 100% of your choices. You know, your life is 100% your responsibility. I think oftentimes in society, people like to play the victim because it's easier. It's easier to blame a mediocre or even a bad life on everybody else and everything else, as opposed to going, okay, well, how am I influencing my life? Why is my life the way that it is? So I think that this is a really, really key, crucial point that he dives into. Changing your choices one day at a time. So again, I kind of just read it. So I said about the ripple effect, and this is something that, you know, I found in sales. You know, it's like, I know that doing 30 calls today may not benefit me today, but it'll benefit me next month, and it'll benefit me in 3 months, and it'll benefit me in 6 months, in a year, and so on. So you get the picture. So it's making the small choices and doing them every single day. One day at a time, one week at a time. Chapter three, he jumps into going over habits. And, you know, there's a lot of books written on habits and the power of habits and why they're so important. I think habits and choices are really the same. But the reason you make habits and choices and how you make them is, I've said this now three times talking to you guys, is understanding your why. I can't really reiterate that enough. You have to understand why you want to be successful, or why you want to make a lot of money, or why your goal is. You know, for me, really, I've talked a little bit about this. What really drives me is my passion to maximize my potential as a human being, right? I don't want to die and think on my deathbed, wow, what if I would have given 120%? I want to know that I gave 120%. You know, whatever that 120% ends up being, or whatever I accomplish, it's kind of irrelevant at that point. But also then to provide the best life possible for my family. So those are the things that really gear me. So he gets into your why power, your motivation, and then how to set your goals accordingly to your why. So if you're setting your goals according to your why and what's motivating you, you're more likely to build powerful habits and stick with those habits. So he goes over five strategies on eliminating bad habits, which I think is just as important as building good habits, is recognizing your bad ones and then getting rid of them. So I won't give you away his strategies, but know that they're in the book. And chapter four, he kind of dives into more about routine power and, you know, what a routine does, the daily discipline, and how that's effective. Talks a little bit about something I've talked about getting up early. I'm up every day at 5, and Darren says that he's up at 5 every day in his book, and why that's important to get such an early start on your day. And then he goes into the register your rhythm, so the rhythm register, which I also had posted on one of the videos of daily goal setting and how I applied that. I think I even showed it last week or the week before, and I talked about it briefly, that I use it every day on my desk, and it's making sure that I accomplish my daily tasks, my goals. So I took that right out of his playbook, and it's been very effective for me. Chapter five, he rolls into influences and, you know, how to filter your influences, right? So again, sometimes it's not about always just, he does dive into about creating what he calls an advisory board and how to find the right type of mentors, to help mentor you accordingly to your goals and, you know, what your why is, but also how to filter out bad people that aren't good for you, right? Get the negative people out of your life, remove the negativity, not only with people, but with news. I mean, when was the last time you turned on Fox News or fucking CNN or any news channel for that matter, your local news channel, and you heard an uplifting, positive story, and you turn off the news, and you're like, wow, I feel better about my day. Normally, you turn off the news, and you're like, oh, shit, the world's going to end. North Korea's coming to get us. The Russians are coming to get us. We've got bad trade deals with China. I mean, it's like, you know, it's terrible. And I actually even heard him listening to one of his speeches. He says he doesn't even read the news. Completely cuts it out. He's like, there's people to take care of that. I don't need to worry about it. I'm not a politician. I'm not going to change anything. There's people that are passionate about that, and I trust them. I'm going to be passionate, and I'm going to do what I do best every day to help try to change the world in my own way. So I thought that was a really interesting way of looking at life. And I necessarily wasn't – he didn't go into super depth about that in the book. That was just a speech I listened to him give. And I tried to do that more. I was someone who always used to be – I was a political science major, one of my majors in college. So a little bit of a news junkie. And you definitely come away after listening to the news on the way to work or at work or watching TV at night with definitely a really dark view of the world. So anyway, so it's just really great advice of just how to filter to have more positivity and how that attributes to what you're trying to build on. And then lastly, he just gets into accelerating and how to beat expectations and do things that are unexpected and how to just overachieve using all the other tools that he's given you throughout the book. So not a long video, which I'm sure some of you appreciate, but I really, really, really recommend it. Again, The Compound Effect. Also, Darren is the publisher and head of Success Magazine that was started by Napoleon Hill, I believe, a long time ago. So it's something I subscribe to along with Entrepreneur Magazine. So check out Success Magazine if you're into getting literature monthly. But again, The Compound Effect. Pick it up. You can get it on Amazon. He's got his own Amazon store. I think it was between $8 and $12. So well worth the investment for the amount of information that you will get out of it to really change your life. Thanks so much. If you guys like this, please give me a positive review. See, I went casual for you guys today as well. Or a like, comment, anything that you guys have questions for me, please email me, hit me up on social media. All my social medias are below in the feeds. I post daily positive and business tips, so check that out. Anyway, thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys soon.